Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week we continue in the Gospel of Luke, particularly in Luke 9, 51 to 62, where we see that we are called to model our lives on the costly obedience that Jesus showed to his Father. Today we see that our obedience, like Jesus, may lead to material loss. Let's read Luke 9, 57 to 58. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Today's lesson: following Jesus may well cost us in terms of career, income, and respect. It's becoming increasingly the case that to publicly confess that you believe in Jesus and biblical values may impact your job prospects. This has been the case around the world for many years, and throughout history, there have been times when it's been extremely dangerous to be a Christian, an evangelical Christian. And I talk to people from around the world who have to give up family, jobs, even have to leave their country of origin because they're Christians. Many are like the man in our text. We're willing to say, "I will follow you wherever you go," but we're not prepared to suffer for following Jesus. Jesus, having been rejected in the Samaritan village, as we saw yesterday, had no place to lay his head. Jesus, in much of his ministry, relied on the kindness of strangers, and this could sometimes fail. Like Christ, the Christian is to be prepared to suffer loss for the kingdom of God. We read of how the recipients of the book of Hebrews had once been prepared to do this, but were being tempted to renege on their first love, their first devotion to Christ in suffering. We read in Hebrews 10, 32 to 35, "Remember those earlier days when you had received the light, when you endured in a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." So in response, following Jesus may well cost us in terms of career, income, and respect. Like those in the book of Hebrews, have we lost the devotion we had in earlier days? Are we prepared to, as is written of them, joyfully accept the confiscation of our property because we know that we ourselves have better and lasting possessions? In short, has this world become our home in such a way that we fail to realize that we are strangers and pilgrims heading for our true home? God bless you.